KNX News Time, 8:23.
Public meeting coming up later on this evening to talk about how traffic can get through the Sepulveda Pass easier, and this obviously involves the 405. Kimberly Richards is chair of the Metro San Fernando Valley Service Council, joining us now live. Kimberly, good morning to you. One of the ideas is to double deck the 405. Another idea is to put a tunnel through the Santa Monica Mountains. Is there any realistic possibility that either of those would ever happen?
Well, not being an engineer, being a person who's worried about moving people, double decking is conceivable. I mean, that was done with the 110 Harbor Transitway some 20 years ago. But at the same time, you worry about what happened in the Loma Prieta earthquake when you talk about double decking.
Well, also when you talk about double decking, if you're going to put a double deck over the 405, you can't have people driving underneath it while you're building the new one, right?
That is also a problem, as we've learned, in just the construction hassle of putting the HOV lanes on the 405.
And then when you start talking about drilling tunnels through the Santa Monica Mountains, I can't imagine the people that live in some of those pretty nice homes want you tunneling underneath them.
Well, that's a problem whether you put anything under a tunnel or not. I mean, we've run into that problem when we were building the Red Line subway. People in the Hollywood Hills complained because we had the segment between Hollywood and Universal City. The fears turned out to be unfounded, but people do get concerned about what's going on beneath their homes.
The reality is, obviously, people do want to be able to get through those areas much more quickly. So what are some of the more realistic ideas that might be on the table tonight?
Well, we aren't going to be making any kind of a decision. We're still in the alternative analysis process, which means tonight's discussion is mostly one of taking public input to see what people think, pro or con, of these ideas. Everything is on the table when you're in the alternatives analysis process.
So, in other words, people could come up and they could offer an idea. Say, why don't you do this? And you'd look at it, maybe.
They could do that. They could suggest that we've got it close to something, but have a tweak for it. That's what the public process is about. That's sure. What we're into, is getting the public's opinion so that whatever we do wind up doing winds up being the most of a consensus possible.
Sure. All right, very quickly, where and what time?
The Marvin Brody Constituent Center in Van Nuys. That is just south of Victory Boulevard on Van Nuys Boulevard, next to the Van Nuys City Hall building. And the meeting starts at 6:30.
All right, Kimberly Richards there, Metro San Fernando Valley Service Council. And we'll, of course, have a lot of information about what was said during the morning show tomorrow. KNX News Time, 8:26. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Taco Bell, as long as we're talking about things on the 405 and elsewhere.